Questionable roaming charges. It seems many cell phone users have wondered about those if their monthly statement seems a little high. But a former worker at T-Mobile in Bellevue came across what he called fraudulent charges to hundreds of corporate international customers, totaling tens of millions of dollars. So he brought some questions to the company higher-ups. Dean Ikeda is with the Department of Labor in Seattle.
Shortly after he raised his concerns, he was placed on administrative leave. The company did an internal investigation. They found no merit to his fraud allegation, and then they terminated him.
But the Department of Labor disagreed. It found T-Mobile in violation of federal whistleblower protections and ordered the company to pay nearly $350,000 in back wages and to reinstate the whistleblower. T-Mobile spokesman Wade Gates says the company will appeal the decision.
The conclusion is incorrect and is not based on the facts. And we look forward to presenting our evidence before an administrative law judge.
Both T-Mobile and the whistleblower, whose identity has not been disclosed, have 30 days to file an appeal. The investigation did not cover the allegations of billing fraud, and Ikeda says that would fall to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Monica Spain, KPLU News.